Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 111 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by sinking deeply into the truth of what we are. And from this place of knowing, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, I would like to practice a teaching of Ramana Maharshi. He says, "What matters is that I am neither the body nor the mind. He says, "What matters is that I am neither the body nor the mind. And to practice that, I come into the present moment, allowing myself to feel the body position. And relaxing into a comfortable position. Noticing where any stress is held in the body and letting it go, releasing. And then I turn my attention to mood or emotion. Telling the truth about it, looking for any mood or emotion. Letting it be there without having to change it or fix it, just allowing it. Thank you. not trying to analyze it or judge it. It's just there. Playing as a part of awareness. And what thoughts are there? Again, not trying to stop them or fix them or judge them, simply seeing what's in awareness. Being honest with ourselves. Letting it all be there, just as it is. It's over there, and I'm here. None of those things change what I am. If they change, I'm unaffected. If they change, the mind, the body, I am unaffected. What am I? For me, I have two ways to get deeply in touch with who I am. One of the ways is to place myself in a dark room and have someone ask from the outside, "Is my book in there?" And I know that I don't know because it's too dark to see. But when they ask, "Am I in there?" I do know. And this knowing is what I am. The other way is a Buddhist technique of removing a part of the body, like an arm, and seeing that I haven't changed. Continually removing more parts until there's no parts left, but yet I still remain. I know that I remain. I know that I exist. Feel this existence. The only thing I know is that I exist, and that knowing is unshakable, unquestionable. And the you I'm talking about isn't a body. It isn't a mind. It's just simply existence. I exist. That's what I am. I am existence. And I know I exist. So consciousness, existence is the same thing. Feel deeply your existence and your knowing of it. You may want to stop the recording and stay with this feeling of existence deeply. It's the only thing that you are. You may feel it in a sensation, in awareness. From this place of knowing the knower, this place of being the knower, existence, awareness, being deeply grounded, deep into the heart. And I'm going to ask you a question. And I don't want you to answer it from the mind. I want you to stay in the heart. As the knower, and only from the space of this knowing, you're the knower, knowing you exist. Does the moon exist? When you know you exist, you can feel it. Do you have that same feeling when I ask the question, does the moon exist? Do you, as the knower, know that? Or is it a concept in the mind? Do you know, as the knower, that a moon exists? does the moon say to you, I exist? Or is it the mind that says the moon exists? Can you feel the existence of the moon? Stay here, knowing the knower, knowing the existence. Knowing deeply this existence, awareness, consciousness is you. Practice being. Only existence, consciousness, awareness. Being only you, not the illusion of you. Letting go of self-will is letting go of judgments you have laid upon truth. When the judgments or decisions about what you see are removed by a decision within the mind, the original state of mind is reinstated, and in this state you see. From our Holy Spirit. Letting go of self-will is letting go of judgments you have laid upon truth. When the judgments or decisions about what you see are removed by a decision within the mind, the original state of mind is reinstated, and in this state you see. Letting go of self-will is letting go of judgments you have laid upon truth. When the judgments or decisions about what you see are removed by a decision within the mind, the original state of mind is reinstated, and in this state you see. Letting go of self-will is letting go of judgments you have laid upon truth. When the judgments or decisions about what you see are removed by a decision within the mind, the original state of mind is reinstated, and in this state you see. Thank you for joining for quote 111 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.